Christopher Springlin, and you're listening to Body Language. Patients, especially cancer patients, well, any patient with a chronic... I'll get it. Any patient with a chronic condition will insist that they are not defined by their disease, that they are a person first, then a person with some health issues. But when your social, emotional, economic, and intimate life are deeply affected, impacted by what you have and what's got you, how do you rise above the angst and pain and remain cheerful through it all? Well, for answers to those questions and more, I always turn to my laughing friend here, Leslie Moore Dahlke, who's had, how many cancers have you had, Leslie? Oh, by the way, welcome to Body Language.
Well, thank you very much, Christopher. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
So how many cancers do you have this week?
Well, this week I have two, and I am a survivor of one, so I've had a total of three.
Now, which one did you survive?
Well, at the moment, I'm surviving all of them.
Well, good. Well, tell me about the girls. Hey,
are
the girls? No, not those girls.
Not
the
those
other,
girls.
The other ones.
I have a pair of leukemia and lymphoma, and I call the girls my Lulus. And the Lulus and I travel together, and we do our lives together, and we share. Some days they win and take a little bit better control than I, and some days I have more energy, and we all three go out and have a better day.
Let's talk about the City of Hope. You are a patient there, is that correct, in Los Angeles?
Yes, I am. I have been for the past 10 months, very successfully and very happily.
The City of Hope is an extraordinary organization. We've done several shows down there. They are true believers and terribly dedicated. I believe you're in very good hands. Would you agree?
I would absolutely 150,000% believe that, yes. I have a wonderful team of oncologists for various different areas of my diseases, and it's been phenomenal.
So the big question is, why are you still alive? Well, yes, I understand. You want to write a sequel to The Best Is Yet to Come, your inspirational story about life and hope, or the City of Hope, as the case may be. But do you believe that your cheerful, upbeat, positive attitude, where you really don't dwell on day-to-day misery, has helped you live this long?
Absolutely. Absolutely, not a question in my mind. I see a lot of folks at the City of Hope who you can tell are going to be the survivors, and there are other ones that are newly diagnosed that are struggling, and there's some kind of an internal spirit that just happens if you're fortunate enough, and I was blessed and given that, and I don't mean it in a religious or a spiritual way, just in a heartfelt manner. And I do think that you travel with that energy and that journey of moving forward and never looking behind in the rearview mirror, and that's how you make it.
What qualities do successful cancer patients, survivors, have? What do they exude? What electricity, what chemistry do they pour forth that you can see, you can almost touch, you can almost smell it?
I think the biggest one is the fact that you just go forward. It's not acceptable that there's any decision or even discussion that you're not, that it's just a part of who you are, like you said in the opening. It's not a definition of who I am. It's a part of me, like I have blue eyes and I have cancer, but it doesn't define me as an individual or a person, and so you just keep doing everything that you do and moving forward and having that energy, and it just sort of carries the day.
Our guest is Leslie Moore Dahlke, author of The Best Is Yet to Come. I'm reading your blog, which is absolutely terrific. There is not a word in this blog about disease. There is not a word in this blog about your girls, your two cancers. There's no pity party to attend. There's no whining and moaning. In fact, you say things like, well, you quote Maria Robinson, no one can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. Now, I know someone out in the audience is kind of groaning at all that inspirational, motivational stuff, but you really need these things, don't you?
It's interesting. I was gifted with an ability to write After my when the Lulus arrived, I had not been a writer up until 2010, and I just suddenly one day sat down and wrote this book within a very short amount of time, and my fingers were dancing across the keys on the keyboard as if it was coming out like firecrackers. I just had something in me that was just really, really ready to get out, a spirit, a energy, and yeah, it's interesting. It just sort of comes forth, and you just keep going, and it's not hokey pokey or sappy. It's just the way you feel.
Here's a quote from your blog. Now suddenly we were handed the challenge of an unwanted and unexpected change. In other words, being tossed out of your house after 6 years because it went up for sale. And by the way, of course, you also experienced a bankruptcy along the road. Also from your blog, when it came unsettling uncertainty, the possibilities of adventure and the moment of, quote, what do we do now? And yet, with this change comes the promise of a completely clean slate to write anything on, completely new wonders, envision a vibrant new tapestry to fill in with every color and texture imaginable. What's the alternative to writing? What's the alternative to kind of giving up and throwing it in and saying, you know, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the pain.
I'm still a human being, and I still have a unit as a body. And there are days when my body says, we can't do today. We're tired, and we are having pain. And, you know, that too passes. So it's not all just, you know, roses and gumdrops and jelly beans.
Roses, gumdrops, jelly beans. Yeah, right. Yeah, go on.
although those things are fun too. But there are days, yeah, I mean, I take a lot of medication. I rest. And there are times when it's more difficult because you are a person with a conflict within your body. The technical term is dis-ease. And so there are those days when your body does have the dis-ease of the disease, but you are not the illness. And you just pick up and you just, you know, the next day is like, okay, great, let's go. Where are we going?
Do you recommend that people join support groups and find other folks with similar conditions to talk to? Because this is definitely the truth. Family and friends get a little tired of it after a while.
Oh, yeah, they do. There are two things. I happen to have three very unusual cancers, and had there been a support group, I would be the president, secretary, and the treasurer, and the only one showing up. So I'm sort of a different category. There are no support groups for my kind of cancers. But I think that the best thing that you can do is talk about it and not be fearful. If you are a caregiver or a friend or a worker, don't be afraid to say, how are you feeling? What's it like? What are you experiencing? I think people, if we could demystify the word cancer or malignancy like we use it in the news, I think we would be better off. It wouldn't be quite so painful as a patient or someone who is challenged if we just talked about it. It's not the boogeyman. It's just just is.
Or the boogeywoman.
Or the boogeywoman.
And this is the boogeywoman. Her name is Leslie Moore Dahlke, author of The Best Is Yet to Come. I'm going to put a little plug in, which I recorded earlier for your book, and in which you in which you sound all embarrassed, but I think people should get this book. What is the website address?
It's www.lesliestory.com.
Now, how is that spelled?
L-E-S-L-I, and then an S, and then a story. And then a .com, so it's two S's, L-E-S-L-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y.
.com. Buy armloads and give it to friends, because if you have a friend who's having a tough time with the disease, or if you're having a difficult day, week, or year, The Best Is Yet to Come is definitely the book you should wrap your arms and heart around.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure, and I always wish everyone the very, very best of health.
And I'm very glad your hair grew back. It looks good.
Oh, thanks so much.
It's a different color. Oh. I didn't realize it comes back purple, but hey, life's full of surprises.
It's in a bottle.
It's in a bottle. Oh, that's right. This is the Queen of Purple.